Good evening. It is Sunday evening, the 9th of March, and Kathy Lara is here to host Raices. Kathy, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing really good, and it's good to be back in the studio. I can't believe that we are already in March. The time just seems to be going by so fast.
Well, and, you know, springtime is here, and we've got a lot of things to talk about. We've got some guests coming into the studio, and who would you like to introduce our guests this evening? And let's reel everybody in, because it is going to be a really good interview.
Yeah, we want to welcome back to the show Mark Salinas, and he's been here before. And Mark is the post commander of the AMVETS. Post 104 here in San Marcos, Texas.
Yes, thank you, Kathy, and thank you, Rob, for allowing me this time to be with y'all, share this beautiful moment on a beautiful Sunday. Even though we're indoors right now, it's a beautiful day to be outdoors.
Yeah, with this hot sun. The sun right here, yes. So it's an indication of how nice it was today.
Yes.
Well, and also it is now 1 hour change difference, and this is that point on Sunday nights when now, yeah, that sun is there. We have to kind of close it off, and I've got my sunglasses on, actually looking at Kathy here. So it's. But if you did not remember, if your electronic device is not keyed in for you folks, we did have a time change last night for daylight savings time. So remember, everybody else is going to be an hour off if you are going off an analog clock somewhere.
So before we begin, I want to tell you, I know that you helped to host the fundraiser that the VFW had for the building fund. And I want to thank you. It was such a fantastic fundraiser. I got to come. For me, it was very nostalgic. I grew up at the VFW. I didn't live very far from there. My dad was a member there, and I was growing up there from about spending time there from like about 1972 to about 1979. The event was very well attended. So many residents from San Marcos came out to support, but I know we had a lot of people that came out from outside of San Marcos to support. As I said, it was very nostalgic. I got to see a lot of the children of the VFW members who were running the VFW when I was growing up. So I got to see the children of Mr. Lupe Lopez. They showed up. The children of Mr. John Rodriguez, his sons came. Gilbert Hernandez's daughters came. Mr. Arzola, Joe Arzola's daughter was there. So it, I was able to relive a very wonderful and happy, nice time of my childhood while they were there, getting to talk to them about how things used to be and the wonderful things that their fathers did for the VFW. So I want to thank you for your contribution.
You're welcome, Kathy. I am Mark Salinas from the AMVETS Post, the post commander for AMVETS Post 104, and our organization, AMVETS Post 104, from San Marcos, right here in San Marcos, Texas. We're honored to help the VFW because they're needing some funds to redo their kitchen. And this fundraiser was amazing. It was people from left to right. People came all over. And thank you for the radio station to send the information out there. And it reached out to everybody out there. People, how did you get the information? Radio station, magazine, newspaper, or a clip. All the PR was out there for the AMVETS to support the VFW in San Marcos.
So you're the post commander. So how long have you been in San Marcos, and how long have you been associated with the AMVETS?
I've been associated with the AMVETS at least probably like 8 years. 8 years. Maybe 8 or 7. I always procrastinated. I became a member, but I was never involved with the AMVETS. Then sooner or later, they always used to catch me at Gold Crown playing pool, and I used to see the AMVETS members there. And old Willie, he's the one that recruited me.
Okay, so you have to tell. Do you have a last name for Willie?
Pelzar. Okay. Pelzar. Willie Pelzar. He was our commander that recruited me and established our AMVETS for us.
And so AMVETS here in San Marcos, how long is it? 8 years or longer than 8 years?
It's been longer. can't recall when, maybe a few more years before my time came around.
And I see you guys meet at, is it 415 South Mitchell Street?
Yes.
So what are the requirements for you to, what requirements are needed to be able to join the AMVETS?
As the AMVETS, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the AMVETS. It's the nation's most inclusive congressionally chartered veterans service organization, representing the interests of 20 million veterans. AMVETS is open to fighting for all who's honorably served the United States military, including Reserve and Guard. With more than 250,000 members nationwide, we are veterans serving veterans. To answer, as one of America's leading veteran service organizations for more than 75 years, AMVETS has a proud history assisting veterans in sponsoring numerous programs that serve our country and its citizens. Membership in AMVETS is open to anyone who honorably serve or currently serving in the U.S. Armed Forces, including the National Guard and Reserves.
So it's inclusive of anybody who has participated in or who has served. It doesn't have to be like the VFW where you have to be a veteran of a foreign war. This is open to anybody who has any kind of service in the military.
Yes, it's open to everybody.
And the only requirement is that you have to have an honorary discharge?
Yes, ma'am.
Got it. Okay, so if you are a past member or a member of our armed forces, please do consider coming and talking to Mark and sitting through a meeting, and hopefully you will be recruited into the AMVETS.
Yes. In case of people out there listening right now, my email is msalinas46@hotmail.com. My phone number is 512-497-8609. And we also have a website, AMVETSPost104.organization. Please, and we also have a Facebook, American Veterans Post Texas 104. Join us on Facebook, and you have all kind of events that we do during the year, and then we've been posting them.
So let me ask you this question. Did you ever see yourself as a participant in one of these organizations? You know, you go off and you participate, and you were in a military conflict, right? Coming back and thinking, oh, I'm going to join one of these organizations. And so you have all these things that are available to you. What made you pick AMVETS?
Well, I ran into AMVETS because, like I said, I was going to Gold Crown, and I ran into some great AMVETS members, and they signed me up, in other words, and I felt comfortable being around them. And not only that, AMVETS is an organization among veterans, among ourselves, any veterans organization. Veterans are there for you, veterans that just came from war, and we're here to support you, and we know what you've gone through. We're a pincushion. We can listen to you, and we're here to support you.
So I know a lot of the organizations try to not be politically involved, and I know from watching when I was much younger that you would see a lot of these presidential candidates come to a lot of the veterans conventions to speak. Do you guys have like a political affiliation, or do you shy away from politics, or?
Yes, in our bylaws, we do not talk political. The only thing we talk about is red, white, and blue, and we represent veterans. Mm-hmm. And we support the community and everything, but we do not let politics get in our way, because it's a never-ending situation.
Yeah, there's you know, there's a middle ground, there's right, there's left, and you know, it's I guess just a recipe for disaster, I think, sometimes. I was just curious. I wanted to ask.
Yeah, we keep that out of there because we're focused on our mission on veterans, and we're here to serve our country, and we did, and we're still serving our country through our veterans organizations to support the community.
And kind of in a way, I think we haven't really had what I would consider like a major conflict. So the numbers for the VFW are kind of dwindling down. they're not inclusive of everybody. So is it really easy for you to go out and to recruit people to come into your organization? And how large an organization or how many members does your post currently have?
Our organization, for the VFW, numbers might be a little bit less, but for the MVETS, it's higher because most veterans didn't go to war, and we're more open to more to the public, from all veterans, and so you didn't have to serve in conflict to join our organization.
And how many members do you guys have in your post, and is there a requirement? I know the VFW, at one time, you would have to pay like an annual fee, and I remember my dad saying, I'm just going to buy, he got like that honorary one because he paid a certain amount of money, and then that's all you have to pay for a life membership, I think that's what it was called.
We have life membership. It depends on your age. In our age brackets, it can go up to $500 now, and the older you get, the less you have to pay, and then we have life membership. And we also, the MVETS support you with the life membership to get you to, so you don't have to pay every year. And for a yearly membership, it's $28, $29.
Oh, that's.
And so we encourage our MVETS members to become lifetime members so we don't have to do so much paperwork. So we're all lifetime members, and it makes it easier for the process for us.
Well, let me ask you about a benefit after you pass, because, you talk about the age and all, but you are there for them and their families at the funerals and after passing as well.
Yes, we do. We have a color guard out of Cal, and it's post 155, and I'm part of their color guard, and we do 21 gun salute, and we're there to give the flag. I'm, as for my members of the MVETS, I'm there to give the final salute for them.
So I know that if you're a veteran, you used to could be able to get that through the Veterans Administration, but I think now I remember when my dad passed, that was handled through the funeral home, and they asked if we wanted a 21 gun salute, but it was during the pandemic, so he said they were not able to arrange that. So how does somebody contact you? Do we have to contact you, or how does that work?
You can contact me, and also we have a service officers in our group, and the funeral home they go to, we have a yearly class for members, for the spouses, or dependents, for our veterans that have passed away, and so the funeral home will tell you step-by-step procedures, what they can do. They can get the taps played for you, and someone fold the flag, and we outside organization, we have the 21-gun salute. Everything is taken care of, mostly to the funeral home. I can't remember these funeral homes names.
Yes, so you've got Los Angeles, and then you've got Thomason, mm-hmm. and then Pennington. And Legacy
is the newer one, yes.
Yeah, all those funeral homes have information to take care of veterans. Mm-hmm.
Yes, so I guess if you go in there and you know that you turn in your, what is it, that DD, whatever
DD form? DD-214.
Yeah, that form in, and then they'll ask you, and then they'll contact you, or somebody from the family can contact you. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Well, it just, that is another benefit that I know that is for veterans as you get older. You talked about the age and being a lifetime member. And I remember with my father, AMVET. And he was kind of went back and forth between AMVET and VFW, depending on where we were living and where we moved. But he kept both of them current up until his retirement. So. Good ones to have. Hey, let's go ahead and take a quick station break here. And you are listening to Riasis here on KZSM 104.1, KZSM LP 104.1, San Marcos, Texas. And as a reminder, the views expressed on this show are those of the host, the guests, not necessarily those of KZSM, SMTX, CRA. And also a big shout out to the Bernard Johnson Foundation for underwriting shows like Riasis and other shows to help spread education in our community.
Recognizes these local supporters of the 2025 San Marcos Music Awards. What's on Your Mind Design, Listen San Marcos, Kit Massage, Gumby's Pizza, The Price Center, Insomnia Cookies, Billy McNabb Attorney at Law, Twin Liquors, 11 Media Productions, Jams Music, Miracle Leaf, Big Man's Kitchen, Christopher Paul Cardoza, 003 Productions, She Wolf V Media, and JJB Productions. Thanks for supporting True Community Radio. KZSM LP 104.1, San Marcos, and KZSM.org.
Nosotros aquí en KZSM, su radio comunidad, les invitamos a participar en servir nuestra comunidad. Experiencia en radio no es necesario. Nosotros los entrenamos si quisiera ser locutor o ingeniero de programa, pero también necesitamos gente con experiencia de varias habilidades. Si quisiera saber más, se puede ponerse en contacto con nosotros en la página web en kzsm.org o por correo a 216 Norte Guadalupe Street, San Marcos, Texas, 78666, o ven a visitarnos en el estudio. Este es su radio comunidad. Venga y ser parte de ella. Hola, si tiene ganas de escuchar música en español, júntense conmigo cada domingo a las 8 de la noche por Música con Ganas aquí con el tío en su radio comunidad. Compartiré con ustedes poesías, música de mi juventud, música contemporánea y ojalá música que le dé cálidos memorias. Cada domingo a las 8 de la noche, aquí en su verdadero radio comunidad KZSM.
This broadcast is partially supported by a grant from the Burdine Johnson Foundation, supporting charitable causes in Hays County and Central Texas.
And we're back with you live here in the KZSM studio, Kathy.
And you guys are well known for the pork plate fundraiser that you have. So you guys have one coming up. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, Kathy and Rob. The Amvets have two fundraisers per year. And then our next fundraiser is going to be May the 10th at the VFW, 1701 Hunter Road, San Marcos, Texas. And we have a QR code if you would look up on the website in case you want to get your plates in advance. Our pork steak plate consists of green beans, mashed potatoes, and a slice of bread. And we're trying to do away with a little condiments because it gets a little soggy, stuff mm-hmm. like that. So we're just trying to stay away. And our organization, after our fundraiser, two years, we give out money to support the local communities, ROTC, Hays Food Bank, San Marcos, ROTC, and Veterans in Need. We reach out to them, and last year we gave a veteran's house burned down. We ended up giving them $1,000.
How many plates do you normally prepare for this event?
350.
350.
We wanted to do 300, but we're gonna push for 350 this May 10th, and 250. 250 tickets or be tickets that we have, $10 a ticket, and we have walk-ins. Walk-ins are welcome, so we prepare for the walk-ins.
And are you guys going to do any kind of raffle with this event? Or I know last year you guys did a silent auction?
I might have a little small little raffle inside there, but it's if you only attend there, but we just recently had a Super Bowl fund raffle, and we gave out a TV and a liquor basket and a few $100 gift certificate and $25 gift certificate, and we kind of made up for our fundraiser from last year with our Super Bowl raffle. It came out really nice.
And so the monies for the products that you need to buy for this, you know, of course you have the cost of the pork steak, you have the plates, you have the pick packs. Is that money donated by the members, or do you guys take donations from the general public to help you with this fundraiser?
Yes, Kathy, thank you for bringing the plates last year. And we will be looking forward to see you again, but if you can, in other words. But we're just mark me down.
I'm with you.
We're always looking for donations to support whatever they can bring to our MVETS organization. And really, we need bodies. And
help.
Help. We have beautiful help. We have the A-team and the support team. The A-team consists of ladies that do the serving. Diana Varial, she's our A-team leader, and our support team, the men that cook our pork steaks. And without those support, ladies and gentlemen, those are MVETs, non-military, but they're like brothers and sisters to us, and they're part, we consider family for us.
On a pork steak, I know chicken and brisket, how long that takes, but how long does it take for a pork steak? I mean, how long do you have to be there? Take me from the setup time, you know, what all you need for the setup.
Oh, you want to know all the secrets,
well,
too.
Yeah. No, because I think in general, a lot of people, you buy a ticket, you come, you show up, eat your plate, yeah, it's really good, but you don't really know how much time and effort and manpower you put into this. So, you know, you have to, do you set up there? Do you cook it there? Do you cook it someplace else? Do you bring it? How does that work?
You're talking about work behind the scenes. In other words, there's a lot of work that we, before we do our fundraiser, behind the scenes, and all the planning, everything comes into comes to play, and everybody needs to bring, we participate, what we're bringing, and support. I always bring the barbecue pit and the wood. And so Steve brings some drinks, and everybody participate bringing items to our MVETs, and it goes smoothly, in other words. And the help that we get is so wonderful.
So items for donations, are you looking for drinks, water, plates, pick packs? What is it that you guys need for support?
Oh, we would like to have mashed potatoes or green beans. We always take green beans in cans or mashed potatoes. That's what we always try to get Sam's to support us, but we could use the outside community. It really comes in help. We got little pick packs that cover. And thank you for the plates again. I got you.
Well, you know, I always say we love our veterans. Yes. That's something that near and dear to our hearts. We will help as much as we can. So just count on the Lotta family to help you.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Kathy and Rob.
You know, I'm involved with Operation Turkey for Thanksgiving, and we have to get everything together, get it all. We've got the commercial kitchen. Thank you Jack's Roadhouse over there, or not Jack's Roadhouse, to the Roadhouse.
Texas Roadhouse,
thank you, for opening their doors to us and letting us use their kitchen. And we do about 2,500 meals to 3,000 meals that we do with the turkeys. And it is an operation to get the crew there, to get the smokers there, to get the crew there ahead of time, get all the wood, you know, and then, you know, making sure that those turkeys are cooked just right and getting them off, getting them deboned. You know, it's all of the things that go in to giving a final plate down the line. The logistics to come together for that is a lot. It is a military operation.
It is. I'm happy to be the commander. All I had to do is walk around, make sure everything's okay. And I always support wherever it needs to be help. And as soon as I finish working, I change my shirt and start PR to the public, and be happy and welcome everybody to come. Well, and we also have American Legion riders, bikers come down from Seguin, and I am happy to host them. And as soon as they get here, they always support. We had riders from all the way from west, from Dallas.
Wow.
MVETS riders came down and rode last year to our fundraiser. And it's a great event. Everybody's welcome. May 10, 2025.
So I don't think we got a time. What time?
From 11 to 2, we'll be serving.
Okay, 11 to 2. And I think too, a lot of people don't realize that you put in all this effort. You do this freely out of the kindness and the goodness of your soul. And sometimes the PR part comes into play too. Like you said, you joined this organization because they made you feel like they wanted you. You were going to be a vital part of this organization, and so it goes with the people that come and support you. We want them to feel like, we want them to know that you need them, right? You need their help.
Yes. When I joined and I became commander of the MVETS, I was happy to be commander because everybody had did their time around table. And I've been doing my time, and it requires a lot of dedication, time, and to keep us going. In other words, and what keep us going is all the MVETS members and support team and the A team, and it's one big family. We have breakfast at the VFW. All members are welcome, MVETS and VFW members, from every Friday morning from 8 to 10. That's VFW information in case anybody out there wants to come out and have breakfast. And Stephanie Brown, the VFW commander, will sign you up if you're a VFW serving the foreign war. And I'm the MVETS, and there's a lot of MVETS members who can sign you up also to become a member of the MVETS.
And you guys probably are a little bit different because the veterans of foreign wars, we already know they're have a particular type of membership that they're looking for. Their numbers are kind of dwindling down. Yours are probably coming a little bit. What's the age group, median age group of the people in your organization? Because, you know, of course, if you've got a young man who went into the service at 18, he's at 22. He has the availability to join. So what does the membership look like in your organization?
Usually, most of my members are retired military, because the young veterans that come out of the military, they're still pursuing their careers and they're still
active.
They're still families and they're still active. Sooner or later on, they'll find an organization. Next thing you know, we can try to recruit them, but they're participation from them is kind of hard because they're living their life.
So would you say between 50 and 65, is that kind of the general number? Or
50, over 50, 45, over 40, because most of the people retire 38, 40, and they'll join our organization.
Okay,
and
so if you guys used to go to Triple Crown to kind of wrestle up your AMVETS, man, where would you go now?
We go, I don't know, bar.
See?
Right here, right there by the tracks by HEB.
There you go.
And we out there sometimes. We go to Jack's, and we participate, support the communities. And we go during the daytime, and because most of my veterans, they won't be able to see at night, so they want to be able to come early and leave early.
See, that's the story.
Yeah, that's going to be my next question that I'm going to ask, and I guess we're almost ready for a break, so we'll go into a break, and then I have a question that I want to ask you.
Okay. All right. And you're listening to our ACES here on KCSM LP 104.1 San Marcos, Texas, 78666. And as a reminder, the views expressed on the show, those are the hosts, the guests, not necessarily those of KCSM or SMTX CRA, and we'll be right back with you.
This broadcast is partially supported by a grant from the Burdine Johnson Foundation, supporting charitable causes in Hays County and Central Texas.
Local artist Tawny Bates is bringing her creative energy to the Price Center for a new four-part series of art meetups mixing creativity and the role of a die. Bates is a resident artist at Eye of the Dog Art Center in San Marcos. Her focus is sewing felt stuffies, but she is accomplished in a multitude of media. Participants in On a Creative Roll will dive into different art forms by learning the basics about a specific medium. Artists will then work on a project that will take them through a unique and creative process of using dice to decide the various aspects of that session's project. Bates will hold 4 sessions on 2 Fridays in March on the 14th and the 21st, from 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 in the newly renovated upstairs studio at the Price Center, and will focus on drawing and letting the die take it from there. Two more classes will be held in April. All skill levels are welcome. The classes are free and open to all. However, reservations are recommended. Cash and art supply donations are always welcome. To register, email info@pricecenter.org. For more information about the Price Center and its facilities and services, please call us at 512-392-2900 or stop by the center at 222 West San Antonio Street. We hope to see you there.
Yeah, we're back with you here in the studio.
We were talking about the medium age population of the members in your group. And I would assume that you probably have a large part of Vietnam vets in your group. And so as we start to see this particular group of veterans that are starting to age out, because, you know, if they were born in the 50s, went to Vietnam, now they're back. So they're probably already, what, now in their mid-70s? And so... 80s, right? So that... portion of that population, they'll probably come to the meeting, but they probably can't really do that much. A lot of them with, you know, the Agent Orange and things like that can only do so much. So do you...
That's why we have the A-team and the support team, and they support our older veterans, and we have younger veterans are starting to participate in the embeds, such as the Gulf War, Somalia, Afghanistan, and people just come from recent deployments.
Oh, that's good, because I think a lot of times we tend to, as our aging population, you know, can't help, we kind of tend to kind of brush them aside, and I don't really like that. So I'm glad to see that you guys have support for those veterans that still want to participate but can't give the full one day, or only part of the time for the fundraiser.
Vietnam veterans. They can still push, and they're great mentors, and don't count them out just yet.
That's good to know. So I think we had we have another guest that came with you, and she was very quick to tell us. So you tell us about women in your organization.
Betsy Wilson, do you want to come up here, Betsy? You say some few words about the women. Okay. She's from the Women's Corps. Women's Corps. From what year? 1964, and we have ladies and women, and in our embeds organization too, and not only it's not all men in our organization, so we have men and women.
Well, how hard was that? Because I know a lot of organizations did a lot of pushback to having women in their groups. So how hard was that for the AMVETs to allow women to come in? Did you guys struggle with that? No struggle at all?
No struggle at all. We're, like our policy said, we're open to the Reserve, National Guard, anybody that served, has a DD-214, and honorably served the military armed forces, and we're welcome to have you, the AMVETs. Join AMVETS Post 104. Our website is on the AMVETS Post 104.organization.
As your members start to come in, how involved are you guys? I know you have your organization. How involved are you in helping the veterans that come through you to help have them get help if they need help? Do you guys have a open line of communication with the veterans?
Yes, we have service officers. Stephanie Brown's the VFW commander. She's also a service officer. And all the AMVETS members, VFW members, veterans, we can guide you. Like the World War II veterans guided me years ago when I left the military in 1996. And they supported me. And that's why I'm here now as a young veteran to support other veterans that need assistance, and we guide you to the right steps for to service officers or
so you have an open line of communication to the county.
Yes,
and
yes.
How about disabled American veterans? Do you guys talk to any of those service organizations?
Yes, we talk to all these organizations. Talking about the service organization, we deal with DAV, GI Forum, BFW members, all organizations. We're always there for our parade participation in the 4th of July parade,
Veterans Day
Veterans Day parade, And all veterans organizations, it's there. We use, for instance, one time we can provide so much funds, but you can go to the other organizations and we tell them the same cause of this family, and they'll provide funds. So just to help you in that situation.
And you mentioned you guys do two fundraisers a year. So is the other fundraiser also a pork plate fundraiser, or is it a different type of fundraiser?
No, we stick to the pork steak plate. It's a little bit easier for us to maneuver, and it's something different compared to the from a chicken cell. A little bit easier to cook, and it's a little bit faster for us to get in and out.
And so those are already set. So is the first fundraiser always done in May?
It usually is done in April, but we pushed it back for May because Cinco de Mayo is coming up, and people were busy that weekend. So we're kind of waiting for a right date where people were most available, in other words. Mm-hmm. And we picked May 10th this year. And then our next fundraiser should be in October.
October. That was going to be my question. So October. And we don't have a date for it yet, but we know it's going to be in October.
Yes.
And is there anything else that you'd like to tell us about the AMVETS? What days do you guys meet?
We meet every first Tuesday of the month at the GI Forum. The address is 415 South Mitchell Street, San Marcos, Texas, 78666. And we meet there at 1700 hours, which is 5 p.m. And we're happy to welcome you. After that, we have a social hour.
Okay, so you said, so all the meetings, are they open to anybody? Or
yes, we're open to guests.
Do I have to call in and say, hey, Mark, I'm coming, or can I just show up?
Just let me know in advance and call me, and because I don't want to, once you come in, I like to introduce you to the AMVETS, what you do and what you can do for us, and like what you're doing right now for this radio station. Is it
KZSM.
KZSM.
104.1.
And Rob can announce it about the radio station, and he always announced it, and so I'm happy to be able to use this radio station to announce for our pork steak fundraiser and any events that we have.
We'll be happy to do a PSA for you.
Any nonprofits here in the community, that is what we're here for. We'll do a public service, as Kathy said. Give us a couple weeks, okay, ahead. And, you know, as long as we know that's coming up May 10th, we're good there. We can go on ahead and we'll record. Kathy will come in. We'll get something recorded here. But that is for any organization here in the community. Yeah, we want to support you.
I appreciate that, Rob and Kathy, for allowing me this time to speak to the public out there. And if you're listening, the AMVETS is always supporting the community, and we're happy to get support from the community also.
All right.
So I know, moving away from the AMVETS, I know you also do the egg drop.
Yes.
Egg drop, right?
The AMVETS canceled the helicopter egg drop, but I had to talk to Pastor Montoya, find out if he's still going to do it, but maybe next year we'll come back.
So Pastor may continue to do the egg drop.
Yes. Okay. So I don't know for sure details right now, so I might still support him on the side, but without my organization backing.
Well, I have to tell you, I watched that egg drop from our yard. So my brother said, hey, there's that helicopter. And I went out to the edge of the property and watched the egg drop from there. So, yeah, and it was nice to see that helicopter and all those eggs coming down. And
well, this year I was planning to be the Easter bunny. And they were going to let me fly the helicopter, be in the helicopter, and maybe drop me off and maybe take pictures, but it didn't happen this year. Maybe next year I'll be able to do that.
Yeah, I think there's just so much stuff going on right now, so it may be better.
Yeah, it was a little overwhelming for us because our fundraiser's coming up, and we don't want to exhaust our veterans.
Yeah, it's well, you know, when you solely rely on a certain group, sometimes, you know, you have a big organization, but it always seems like it's always the same ones that are showing up to to do the mass part of the work. So sometimes it gets a little bit overwhelming.
It is, and not only that, it's planning. And so we kind of try to coordinate with all our members, and so we can have that day for everybody to support. In other words, all hands on deck. And I'd like to give shout out to David Franklin. He's our website. If you want to go to mvetspost104.organization, and he'll be happy to answer any question. David Franklin. He's our second vice commander.
Second vice commander.
Yes.
And so I want to ask you, I know you said you guys don't provide the taps, right? But you do the 21
gun salute. From I contact the post from Kyle, 155, and they'll be able to
bring
someone out. I'm part of the honor guard, the color guard. And if anybody needs some taps play for your funeral, contact Kathy or myself, the information I passed out earlier on the radio station, and I will get a hold of them, and we'll be happy to assist you.
And, you know, I am sometimes perplexed because I think you think people just know so much, but a lot of people really don't know the significance of the 21 gun salute, and so I find that just sometimes I'm just like, wow. But you know, I don't know, Rob.
Well, it's so much of the civics that are being lost, and that's where organizations like yours, working with the Boy Scouts, working with the youth, and working
ROTC.
I think that is so important because that's that. You know, how do you fold a flag? Why is it so important to fold the flag in that way? And that is such an honor for those that have passed away.
Or the honor in when you have to retire a flag.
Yes, yes.
Yes, we also have, and we rely the JROTC in San Marcos High School, and they do burning of the flags. If you have any flags to turn in, please, the VFW has a drop box for flags, and we would properly discard your flags properly.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't get to, I missed the ROTC's baton march.
Oh, yes.
So
on the 22nd of March, and there's a baton march, mm-hmm. baton death march, please contact Major Williams or Stephanie Brown, the VFW commander. Or stop by the VFW for more information. It should be posted on the website also. And there's sponsorships on maybe out there. Mm-hmm. I don't have it with me, but we sponsor. And I'll be doing the 15-mile road march myself.
Wonderful. We had the ROTC here last year, and we talked about the baton march. Because I think that it's a very important part of our military history that doesn't really get told too much. And when you see the suffering that so many of our service members went through, it's sad that so many young people do not know that.
Yes, and my hat's off to Major Williams. He passed the information to the young cadets, and I also like to know if you look up your history and read your history and honor all those veterans that served this country. And we're collecting canned goods, and if you have any cans on that day on the Baton Death March, please donate them to the VFW.
Okay, well, see, that's good to know. I'm glad I brought that up because, like I said, I had wanted to talk about that, and we just hadn't been here, and so I'm glad that we brought it up.
I have a rucksack too, in case you want to put some cans in my rucksack. I'll be happy to carry them 15 miles.
But
you are
going to
go Iron Man, aren't you? Wow!
Yeah, I yes. watched some of the young ladies that
we all carry.
I was over at CBS because I was going to go out there and cheer them on, and I saw some of those really young girls, and then some of those young men that came in that looked like nothing. You know, we're here, but how do you think you're going to do?
Last year.
Are you practicing?
Yes, I've been training for this Baton Death March.
That's good.
Last year, I dedicated this Death March to all the veterans that could not walk, cannot participate. I did it in their honor to do the march for them.
Wonderful. And I think with that, we'll go into a break.
We're going to take a break. Yes. And you are listening to Rises here on KCSM LP 104.1, San Marcos, Texas. We're going to be right back with you after these few announcements.
Anybody out there interested in chess? Join us at the San Marcos Local Chess Club. We get together every Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the San Marcos Public Library. All levels are welcomed. Everybody is welcomed. All ages are welcomed. It's a really chilled environment just to enjoy and play some chess all together.
¿Estás bien?
No sé.
Dime.
Es que, bueno, no sé cómo decirlo.
A veces me siento perdida.
A veces me siento perdida. Nunca fui inferior.
Cuando tus niños no encuentren las palabras, ayúdalos a encontrar la canción. Escucha el álbum Sound It Out y obtén consejos y herramientas para empezar una conversación en escuchandosentimientos.org. Un mensaje de Ad Council y Pivotal Ventures.
El Colectivo de Salud de Mujeres del Hill Country ofrecemos una clínica gratis de mujeres. Ahorita ofrecemos cuidado prenatal y posparto, bien mujer exámenes, pruebas de PAP, exámenes de mama, planificación familiar, consejería de salud mental. También apoyo para adolescentes, el embarazo y posparto, menopausia y también el abuso doméstico. Por favor, llámenos o haga una cita en línea. Nuestra dirección es 724 La Buena Vista Drive en Wimberley, Texas. Nuestro teléfono 512-256-3696 y también en el internet www.hcwhc.org. Cuando nos viene a buscar, busque la puerta azul.
This broadcast is partially supported by a grant from the Burdine Johnson Foundation, supporting charitable causes in Hays County and Central Texas.
And we're back with you here in the studio. I'm sorry, we were all having different conversations going all over the place. But we are back here with Raisis on a Sunday night, the 9th of March, 2025. Kathy, back to you.
Oh, well, we had continued our conversation about the junior ROTC program at the high school. And when we had the young men here, I have to tell you, I told Rob, I was so out of my element talking to these young men. Yeah, I could talk to them about the history of the Bataan Death March because I'm extremely, extremely interested in those things. So I know a lot about that history. But we started talking about cybersecurity and all this coding, and they were just talking to me in terms that I had no clue what it meant. I just felt so out of my element that I had these young, you know, 15, 16, 17-year-old kids talking to me in a language that I just could not comprehend. And I just had to sit there and just like in awe. And Rob kind of picked up on it. You know, Rob's son is very well-versed in computer technology and knew what they were talking about. But I just have to give it up to the program.
But it's the respect, too. You know, the way that they come in.
They handle themselves.
And they are very eloquent. They are very prepared. And the respect that they have for other people in the community.
And for each other. I've never heard, you know, you normally, sometimes when you go to high schools and you see these rivalries that are had, you know, within the dance team or the band or whatever.
Football team.
But these guys were so in tune with each other, building each other up, talking about each other's, what they bring to the program, and even in awe of some of the members that were in the program and the things that they could do. And they were talking about a young man who was going to get a scholarship to go to some university. I think he ended up at UTSA with a full ride scholarship. Mm-hmm.
Full ride scholarship at UTSA.
But they just looked at him and spoke about him with such reverence, in awe and so much respect. And I don't think that it's been a long time that I have heard that and have seen that amongst a group of kids.
It's like the military. It's the chemistry of bond, brothers and sisters in our organizations, and they're like treated like veterans, and they go through the procedures, and they bond together because they work for one and one for all. Mm-hmm. And it's a great brotherhood and sisterhood to have that behind you.
If you were to have a conversation with a young person right now as a military veteran, and they came to you and they said, this is what I want to do, how would you talk to a young person? How would you guide them? Would you say, yeah, the military's for you? How would you have that conversation?
It's funny you asked that, Kathy. I went to go pick up some donuts in Seguin, and there was this young gentleman named Dylan, and he's joining the Army. And he asked me the same questions. I said, what do I have to do? I said, you need to train. You need to train running, exercise, push-ups, get yourself in shape into the military. And also, I was trying to teach him land navigation and stuff like that, but that's even more intense later on. But
you mean with a compass?
Yes.
And I posted something about that about a week or two ago, and most people were like, what the heck is this?
Yes, but you have to go through different stages. And so as soon as when he gets to the promotion board, PLDC, at the time it was called, it might call something different because I'm in a different era. And but I was just trying to encourage them, motivation, and stay focused, and be prepared for the situation, because you're gonna leave civilian life behind you, and you're gonna join a different world.
And for a lot of kids, I think you have those that can't afford to go to school, those that cannot, and the military. I think a lot of times for a lot of kids that don't have the money, this is the route that they take in order to be able to get to school.
Exactly. That's the route I took because my parents wouldn't be able to afford me to send me to college. So I went and go to the military and get myself out of the hole. And I joined the military. And after that, the military becomes your family out there. And they help you. And you always have your family back home.
It's a bond you never lose, right?
Exactly.
So is there anything you want to leave us with before we end the show? God bless America.
Yes, God bless America. And it doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat, we always got to support our president no matter who's in office. And that's our rules, in other words, and always support. And also thank you, Kathy, and thank you, Rob, for allowing me this time with KZSM, radio station 104.1. And I'll be happy to come back maybe next year, maybe later on in October for our next fundraiser to announce it to the public. And please, we appreciate your support. If you can, if you have any donations, go to our website and contact David Franklin or myself, Mark Salinas, or Steve Saxon, or Pat Cochran, our first vice commander. And we have a website and a QR code. And if you want to join or be a member, our number is out there. And please reach out to our veterans organization. We're out here to serve you. And hopefully we can, the community can support us also.
Well, if you've never had one of these pork steak platters that they put out, I guarantee you will just love it. So go by and get a plate. But we'll go ahead and be more than happy.
You're making me so hungry tonight.
Oh, yeah. They're fantastic. I went last year. So let me tell you, I went last year and I went away with a door prize. Mm. So go, because you just never know when you're going to leave with a door prize. I won that cooler.
Yes, I might.
We are not endorsing the door prize that you're we are not stating that you are going to get a door prize.
No, but if you go, there's a possibility that you will win.
Yes, okay.
Well, if I do make a small fundraiser, you might win something small. And so, it's just to cover our insurance, something to compensate. And not only that, if you're there and eating with us and spending time with us, I appreciate all the moment and time effort for you to come out and help us with our organization, MBETS Post 104.
Okay, and once again, the date and the time for the fundraiser.
Once again, May 10th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., we're having a pork steak plate sale, Green Beans and Mashed Potatoes, sponsored by MVETS Post 104.
And I do want to just make note real quick that, you know, your organization, any of the organizations, please get in touch with us here at RIASIS, care of KZSM, sammarkets@gmail.com, and send Kathy Lara and, a message about if you'd like to be on the show, you would like to support, whether it is you are a Hispanic organization, a minority organization, just any organization that is involved here in San Marcos and the area and general area. We'd love to have you come on and for Kathy to highlight what your organization is doing and what some of the things coming up and how we can help, how the community can help you.
Yes, and also thank you, Rob, and thank you, Kathy. I left the information right here in case any veteran out there listening. Kathy and Rob, we're here to assist you and to guide you to our veterans organizations.
We'll send them your way.
thank you.
And we want to thank you for coming back. It's been my pleasure to host you guys. It's been very nice meeting you, and thank you for your service to our country. And before we go, I've got the guys from Broken Arrow are going to be coming back to the studio, and I've got a mariachi troupe that's going to be coming to talk to us play some wonderful mariachi music for us.
Oh, so nice. That
those are the things we have to look forward to within the next few weeks.
Okay. Here on Reyesis every Sunday night from 7 until 8 o'clock on KZSM. Thank you all for tuning in.
Thank you.
This broadcast is partially supported by a grant from the Burdine Johnson Foundation, supporting charitable causes in Hays County and Central Texas.